Blog Talk Radio.
DJ Whiteout.
What?
She said I don't spend time like I really should. She said she don't know me anymore. I think she hates me deep down. I know she does. She wants to erase me.
Anyway, I hope you diarrhea.
Yes, I am.
All right, good deal.
How's it happening?
Pretty insane. I'm pretty nervous. Everybody is texting me, and I told them to call it.
Well, good, because we need to start some shenanigans. This is the last show of the week, and then we will go to the ice skating rink.
It's going to be so insane. I'm nervous right now. It just started kicking in. While I was sitting there doing my laundry, packing, and watching Harry Potter.
Harry Potter? Harry Potter?
Hello, hello, Harry Potter.
Harry Potter. Don't forget your wizard stick. Hey, man, but it's good because you're going to live closer so then we can actually do some in-person fucking shows.
What?
I said it's going to be cool, though, because you're going to be closer so we can actually do some in-person shows.
That would be sweet, dude. I'm trying to kick it, like, for sure.
I'm trying to kick it too, man. But the thing is, I got to get internet again, so, because, like, then we can do Skype. We can do, like, a Skype show. You know what I mean? Like, I can get on Skype and we can do shows.
Yeah, I want to start doing, I want to start featuring my show. I want to start putting it up on bigger places and stuff. Now that I got more and more people that want to be on here, and, better contacts, authors coming up, some really great motivational speakers. And this year, actually this month, the end of this month, is going to be my 1 year anniversary of being on Blog Talk Radio.
Damn.
I know. Can you believe it's been a year already?
I cannot.
Mm-hmm. August 2009. I'll tell you the exact date. 1 second. I think it was the 28th or something. But
that's when you first started.
It's been an amazing journey. August 27th was my first show ever. And that's when I started Thirsty Thursdays. Co-creating.
Yeah, because I was in AIT and you had me call in. I remember it was awesome.
It was awesome.
That is quite amazing. Oh, hi, Serious Honey. Thanks for coming to the show. I don't know who you are, but this is my goodbye to Cleveland. I'm going to miss this place, definitely. But not too much, though. If I'm ready to get out of here, I'm so ready. I'm so ready to get out. It's going to be you.
Yeah, dude, this is like the beginning of your new life, dude. Think about it. You're going to start your new life soon. Well, pretty much, you got like a month of limbo, but then like once you get to New Mexico, you get to start your new life and your dreams and stuff.
Yeah, it's going to be intense. It's like, it's crazy to actually be living the dream now. Like,
now you can definitely really call yourself the dream teacher.
I know, ironic, isn't it?
Very, very ironic.
You know, people always tell me, and I just had a phone call today with somebody, an older woman, an author, and she was like, you know, life will beat you down all the time, this and that. And she's like, it's never what you expected and all that. And I'm like, you know, it's not like that for me. It is what I expect. It is. I have very good controls in my life. And I am literally living the dream, not just dreaming while I'm asleep. And it's such an intense journey. I don't even know how to explain it or describe it. It's just so intense. Makes me want to tear up a little bit. So, yeah. I'm just excited. It's going to be great. I have a 35-hour train ride on the 31st. That's going to be quite a journey.
I'm just pretty stoked that you're going to be like only like a state away instead of like 3,000 states away.
I know, right? My first goal is to get a car down there, obviously.
Right.
Drive and come kick it. Zach, you're farther away than Zach is to me.
Yeah, Zach's closer to you than I am, but...
He is, but you have more freedom than he does.
But the whole thing about Thanksgiving I was talking about, are you down for that?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, I'm going to see if Zach is going to take leave to see if he'll fly down here for, like, even if it's just a weekend, because, like, if he takes leave, he'll probably take, like, 10 days of leave. So even if he just flies down for, like, a weekend, you know, just so we can hang out together, and then, you know, then you can go.
Insane.
Perfect.
That'll be so fun.
I'm pretty pumped, too, man. Even if, like, I don't see you for a while when you get down there, it's just, like, the fact that you're going to be closer, it's, like, the energy is going to be stronger between us.
Absolutely. I think it's so funny how all three of us were just one state, and then another state, and another state. It's so cool.
Yeah, we're, like, holding down the West right now.
Right? I can't wait. It feels good. And I think it's happening for, like, a higher reason, honestly.
I really do hope Zach ends up getting stationed here, though. That would be awesome.
Yeah, that would be pretty sweet.
Dude, me and Zach, that would be trouble. Oh, man, especially, like, what happens if he's, like, in the same, like, unit as me? Like, what happens if he gets in the same, like, company and I see him every single day, you know what I'm saying? Like, if I work with him directly, oh, man, me and Zach, we get in so much trouble together. But I have, like, a lot of pull with my sergeants and everything, so, like, I can make him look like a really, really, really good soldier, get him promoted all fast and shit.
Oh, my goodness.
Zach T, man, I'm proud of him. I am, even though, you know, he hasn't graduated yet or anything. I'm just proud that he's made it this far because not a lot of people can do the things that we do.
Yeah, I hope he's doing better, that's all.
Yeah, I know he misses home a lot, but, like, to be honest, that feeling really does go away. Like, yeah, it'll come back sometimes, and sometimes, you know, you get teary-eyed and you miss home and you miss your family, but, like, once you find out that you have such a better, like, life, like, since you joined the Army, or since, you know, just, like, even with your circumstances, like, once you figure out, once you're in New Mexico, that you have, you know, you're finally doing what you want to do, and you're finally, you know, living the life you want to live, I mean, you're still going to miss your family and everybody, but it's, like, it's easier to cope with, and it doesn't get you as down and depressed. Like, because you know how Zach was real depressed about, like, leaving his family and his girlfriend and everything?
Yeah.
Like, that won't affect you
too much. Hey, if I take a call on this, can I just switch back over and I'll still be on the show?
Yeah, that's fine.
All right, I'll just wait a second, all right?
Okay. All right. All right, well, while we take this call, I guess I'm going to play a song, get some energy vibrations, us shaking, and yeah. Let's see. What song do I want to play? Could be my only choice to live now. Oh, I think I might do that one. Or should I do, you know what, I'm going to do one of my own songs. I made this song here, I believe.
Hello? Hey.
Hey. I was going to play a little song real quick.
Okay.
I don't know which one. I'm trying to think. Yeah, okay. We're going to do some Nicki Minaj because if it wasn't for Cleveland, I would not have listened to rap. So... We're gonna play that and then we'll be right back.
She was playing. I heard she moved them things. I think she fucking Wayne. She call herself Lewinsky. That means she give them brain. She tryna be like Little Kim. Her picture looks the same. Why she ain't signed with G-Unit? She from Queens, right? And what's her nationality? She Chinese, right? I mean, she okay, but she ain't all that. She ain't the next bitch. Tell that bitch fall back. See, I'm a hater. I go hard. Listen, let's begin. You know her last name, Minaj. She a lesbian, and she ain't never coming out. Look at come and see, but every time she do an interview, you know I run to see. She get me so sick and make me vomit. That's why I spend my time online leaving comments. And you know that I got some more haters with me. Might hit up this at 50. MTV hit up BET, telling pretty please don't play Nicki. Still I write, still I fight, still I bite. Crack a smile, keep my eyes on the prize. See my haters telling mine. One day you remember this, one day what we reminisce. Nothing I do ever is good enough for me to live. Till I write, till I fight, till I fight. Yeah, yeah, yeah. See my eyes on the prize. See my haters down, 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 down. One day when we murder, one day when we reminisce. Nothing I do ever is good enough for me to live. Nothing I ever do is good enough for you. Bitches is like crabs in a bucket. You see a bad bitch getting shine, you should love it. Cause every time a door open for me, that means you just got a better opportunity to do you. They don't understand these labels, look at numbers and statistics. I lose, you lose, mine's just logistics. Anyway, real bitches listen when I'm speaking. Cause if Nicki wins, then all of y'all getting meetings. Ask L.A. Reid, ask Jay. Then hit up Universal, see what Sylvia Rohn say. Ask Craig Common, you can ask Chris. Lady, when you're done, just salute a bad bitch. Only underground bitch around, a duck in the paparazzi. In and out of town, be swerving the Maserati. Stay around the white like a Nazi. Puts it, put popping on my papa, so the cops it, bitches. Still I write, still I fight, still I fight.
I'ma keep my eyes on the prize.
One day when we reminisce, that thing I do.
No offense, but this is why I'm leaving Cleveland, because I just texted everybody in my phone that would maybe say goodbye, and texted them all to call on the show and say goodbye and wish me well, and yeah, after all these people are like, oh my god, I want to see you before you leave, this and that, really, really, I even made this show so you could say goodbye, and nobody is calling in.
Of course not. You were bitches.
It's Cleveland, man. I am off it. I'm over it. I'm so over it.
I definitely don't like Cleveland, Ohio, man. Not as much as fucking Florida.
Not as much as Florida?
Yeah, I love Florida, dude. I can't wait to go back.
Eh. It's all right there. It's pretty nice. What do you think is better, California or Florida?
I don't know. I've never been to California. I couldn't tell you.
No, yeah. Wait, I said what do you think is better, not what you experience is better.
Well, I don't know how California is, so I don't know.
Well, you've heard.
I was just told by a secondary source that California is the shit.
Yeah, I've heard it's the shit ever.
Southern California. I heard Northern California was for queers and steers.
I heard SoCo is really dangerous, but Northern is beautiful and nice.
Southern Oregon?
What?
Oh. Southern Oregon is Northern California. It's like the same thing.
Oregon is a beautiful place.
I like the ducks.
What?
I like the ducks.
The ducks?
The mighty ducks. Fucking the Oregon ducks. You know the Oregon ducks?
Never even heard of them.
They're a college football team. Or a college football, basketball, baseball. You know, they're a college.
Yeah, never heard of them.
They're sweet. They wear really crazy colors. They wear like green, yellow.
Oh, it's so crazy.
And they're ducks.
Aw, I just messaged Lizzy Star. Friggin' Harry Potter is on TV, and it totally reminds me of her because she's starting that Bradham School Center of Light, which is that Harry Potter school. And
yeah.
Harry Potter's on TV right now, and I was just totally thinking about her, so I had to send her a message.
Man, one of my friends, he went to England for, like, because you get, like, leave, like, in the middle of deployment, you know?
Yeah.
And he went to England, and he said he stayed at a castle that they filmed Harry Potter at.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's fucking sweet, dude.
I love Harry Potter. Like, I hope the world is like that one day. That would be so cool.
Yeah, it would be really cool. You know what else is cool?
What?
Me getting ripped right now.
What are you doing?
Nothing.
Dude, I'm about to play some Left 4 Dead later tonight.
Oh, yeah, man. I'm about to play the shit
out of it. Are you going to...
I can't play online because I don't have online anymore.
You don't?
No.
Well, damn.
I wish I did because I really want to play some online Call of Duty, man.
Oh, God, you are addicted. I could not play that. It pisses me off.
Me and my friend play all the fucking time, dude. He's really good. I mean, I'm pretty good. Like, it just depends. Like, some days I'll get, like, I'll be really good, and then some days I just... Come on. Some days I just won't do good. My friend just got fucking a nuke today again, like a beast. Motherfucker is a beast in the game. I mean, like, I got a lot better. Like, have you ever played it online before?
Yeah, I have.
You know how there's, like, hardcore where, like, they don't have, like, the crosshairs or the map or anything?
Nope.
Well, there's a hardcore mode where, like, you don't get a map and you just gotta pretty much be a beast. But, like, if you get shot, like, once or twice, you're gonna die every time, right?
Oh, my God.
And, like, I love hardcore because you can kill so many people, like, with one magazine because you shoot them twice and they're fucking dead. So as long as you know how to play it, like, as long as you know where to be and where the people are coming from, it's pretty easy to win. But that's what I'm finally starting to get good at is where the people are, like, spawning at and everything.
Yeah. That's fun. I think they should just call that game Be Ready to Die.
Be Ready to Die?
Yeah.
I think it's just called Fuck That Shit Up.
Oh, well. I probably won't be doing too much game playing once I move. It's going to be all about business, succeeding.
Hey, where are you moving? Do you have any game systems or anything?
I don't think so, no. I'm moving with a drag queen, so.
Oh. Are you going to go apply for a job when you get there?
I don't have to, but I'm actually going to be working with, I have a couple of opportunities. I can start doing television, and putting my show up on TV. I can work with this guy who's a hypnotist who wants to open up a private practice and, you know, affiliate with me. I have just a bunch of avenues that I could go to, and
You should definitely pursue one of those because it's always nice to have your own money, you know. It's always, and like that's how you can meet people too, is by having a job and getting out there. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. But actually, the main purpose for this is so that I can write my book, my first book, get it out there, publish it, and make a residual, continuous income, you know, all the time. So, if it sells big, then awesome. If it just sells steady for the people that need to read it, that's cool too. If it is explosive in the first week, that's fine. Whatever happens, I'm here to write it. And I'm actually paneling this book in, like, a really interesting way. Listen to this. So you know how we had that show the other day and Dionysus came on?
Yeah.
Talking about the angelic energy, what they are, and, you know, if he believes that I can channel that kind of tangible energy, and he definitely does. I do, and I can see it. I feel it. I experience it, too. And so I called in another show, Bobby G. She, very, very, very gifted person. Beautiful show. And I asked her, I'm like, listen, I need some clarity about this male spirit that's around me. And I want to know what's up, how can I get into better communication with him, etc. And she told me, she's like, well, this male spirit is here to lift your vibration, to lift your energy, to literally be a vortex so that your energy raises so that you can communicate with your guides. And I'm like, okay, I knew exactly what she meant, but she wanted to clarify for me. And his purpose, okay, this is my great-grandfather, and his name is Raymond. And his purpose and the reason why he hasn't crossed over is to raise me up and bring me to a good state so that I can channel this really divine and tangible energy. And people refer to it as angelic, but it's completely, completely intangible to humans. They don't have personifications. It's not like the typical angel you see, you know. And that's his purpose, and that's what he's helping me to do. So I think this is all part of it. I believe that he's going to be with me and helping me throughout all of this and getting me to my guiding lights, I guess you could say that. So it's going to be insane. It's going to be crazy and enlightening.
I'm pretty excited.
I'm very excited, dude. I'm very, very excited. And I don't care if people think I'm crazy. I don't care what people think of me. I'm just going to do what I feel is right.
Do what makes you happy, dude. Fuck somebody else.
Not even happy, like, yeah, ultimately happiness is good. I just need to do what's right, you know?
How are you?
Exactly, and, you know, every day it's affirming to me that whatever I choose to do is right, because this is my mind, my body, my spirit. This is
exactly.
And I choose this, I write this book, I make this
Damn
movie,
it.
You know?
Yeah, it's like, I don't know, it's, yeah, I feel you.
And I know whatever that I choose to do is right for me. Nobody else can choose for me except me. And that's been a hard thing for me to swallow since being here in Cleveland, that's for sure.
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
This city makes you feel so woeful. Like, everybody has woes and worries. And never.
Yeah, everybody's like, man, always bitching and shit.
Yeah, poor me, poor me, poor this, poor that.
Man,
no,
yeah, just crying and
blah. You know, I always heard everybody that's
up, you know?
I heard that everybody that's big, everybody that makes it, always makes it out of Ohio.
Oh, everybody from Ohio leaves Ohio is what you're saying?
Absolutely.
Yeah, because Ohio makes them great, but it won't keep you great, dude. Like, it'll make you great, and then it'll fuck you all up again.
You gotta get out. You gotta get out.
Yeah, you gotta take advantage of Ohio for a little bit, and then you gotta fucking get out of here. Like LeBron James did very fucking perfectly.
It's where people go through the shit. Like Kid Cudi is awesome. Awesome, awesome person. Awesome soul. Really great music. He doesn't talk about just bitches, hoes, getting high. He does talk about, you know, getting high and altering life and life's reality. But he also talks of things deeper, touches on universality and really, really good for the music industry. Because right now the music industry is still all about just garbage.
Fucking bitches and getting fucking money and
Cadillacs. It's always about love, too. Every song is about some kind of love.
What, rap music?
No, just anything on the radio. You turn the radio on and it's love. I guarantee if you turn the radio on right now, you're going to hear a song about love.
No, because my radio is Pandora Radio and I only listen to Lil Wayne. And he only has like 3 or 4 love songs like that he's ever written.
Okay.
One of them is about fucking his purple drink. You know what I'm saying? Like,
your public radio that everybody can
hear. I don't listen to the public radio.
Well, I'm
listening to Lil Wayne and like T.I. and Young Jeezy. That's pretty much it. Some rock music because I play Guitar Hero a lot. But sometimes I listen to rock music too.
Yeah.
But besides that, I just, you know, I don't let the public radio like influence my day at all because you're right. It's like trying to send messages to us and I don't like that.
Absolutely.
Everybody does.
Absolutely. It keeps you locked. And like think about it. When you hear a song, you got me stuck on my elevator. What does
that's
that make
song.
You think of? What does that make you think of? The time when you heard that all the time, right?
Yeah.
It's literally just our moments, our seasons, our lifetime moments together.
It reminds me of like
when you go to the club and stuff, they play those songs, you know, you gotta play the popular songs.
Yeah. It reminds me of like senior year when I used to go outside during lunch and smoke. Because I just listen to that song all the fucking time.
That's crazy. Cleveland is so crazy. The city is nuts.
Greg
never Seeker. Won nothing. Never won anything.
Sorry, man. My phone's getting really weird.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, it's just like making all these like noises. It's like being crazy. It's fine. No, whatever.
I don't hear it, so we're good.
No, it's just like physically that like, my phone is like making a cracking noise.
That's weird. I can't hear it, though.
Yeah, dude. It's not that loud. It's just like, it's against my face, and I can feel it when it cracks, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. What else about Cleveland? What is it? What is up with the city?
I don't know, man. It looks crazy.
Apparently
I like Cleveland, but I also hate it, because, like, there's good parts of Cleveland, and there's, like, really, really shitty parts of Cleveland.
Yeah, if we never lived here, though, we wouldn't have met.
That's true. But I lived here. I lived there my whole life.
I know, right? Are you glad you're out now?
Yeah, but I miss it. I mean, I like Ohio, but I'm glad I'm not there anymore.
Yeah.
Damn, I miss that.
Do you want to come back?
Yeah, I will, but I won't live there forever. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'll probably live there for a couple more years after I'm out of the Army, but...
Yeah.
After that, I'm moving to Florida, dude. I'm going to retire in Florida, for sure.
Yeah, it's a beautiful place. Nice.
But I'm going to retire really early, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know if I want to re-enlist or not, but, like, if I do, and I end up staying in 20 years, then that's fucking, like, I'll retire when I'm 38 years old.
I mean, honestly, I'll tell you truthfully, I wish you wouldn't re-enlist, but that's up to you. That's on you, for sure.
Why do you wish I wouldn't?
Because I miss you, man. I need you in my life.
I feel you, man, but I don't know. The war's almost over, too, dude. Like, I mean, I'll probably deploy one more time. Like, after this deployment, I'll probably end up deploying, like in my whole career in the Army, I'll probably only deploy 2 times. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because, like, after this, it'll be, like, I've been here for a year already, and when I get back, it'll be 2012. You know what I'm saying? When I get back from Afghanistan, it'll be, like, July or August 2012. So, like, the war will probably, like, that's a few more years, and the war's already kind of winding down anyways. Like, in Afghanistan, it's starting to wind down. Like, it's still really bad out there, but, like,
yeah.
It's starting to, you know, like, wind down. Like, this is like the back half of the years that the war was, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, like,
No, you're right. You're right. There will be. But, like, Afghanistan, we'll be out of the picture within a decade, like, easily. And then we'll have, like, a different person that's a terrorist, and we're going to have to kill them and have a war with them and shit, too, because we're fucking crazy. Because we're going to kill every single terrorist, no matter if it takes us 400 years and fucking $300 billion.
Oh,
yep.
My gosh. Hi, E.T. and Longhair Chick. Thank you for coming to say goodbye. I appreciate that. But don't worry, I'll still be here on Blog Talk Radio. This is just my last show in Cleveland.
Can't hear you.
What?
Nothing. Sorry.
No, I'm going to be here, E.T. Don't you worry. I'm still going to be here on Blog Talk Radio. Aw, Sharice, good to see you, dear. Thank you for coming. This means so much. You guys are awesome. All these people are not in Cleveland. Go figure. I told all my Cleveland friends to call. I told them all to call in, and none of them called in to say goodbye. None of them, which is another reason why I'm leaving. So that's that. I'm not leaving Blog Talk Radio, though. Make sure you guys know that. I'm not leaving. I will be doing my shows coming up. Hey, P.S., since I have you all here right now, I have a special show coming up on the 29th. I have an author coming on, an author, a producer, and she'll be here to talk about her books, her paranormal experience, and how she's shaping it in her life, how she's going to
get through
some cool stuff, and hopefully I might get a part in her movie. How cool is that? How cool is that? I'm so excited. So, it's just so awesome. And yes, I'm definitely nervous. Definitely feeling nervous. I felt it today. As soon as I started packing and doing my laundry and stuff, I felt pretty darn nervous. And I'm like, oh gosh, oh gosh. But it's okay. It's going to be okay. I still get to go to Buffalo and say goodbye to everybody and my family. And then I'm heading out to go live my dream, literally. No, Marissa did not even say goodbye to me. So, whatever, that's fine.
Marissa didn't even say goodbye, that's funny, dude.
Nope.
She's so childish.
It is what it is. I even told her, too, and I'm like, whatever. So, it don't bug me. It is what it is, and she can go live her life.
How was there? Did Nikki say goodbye?
Who?
Nikki?
She didn't leave yet, or she's going to come say goodbye. I mean, she'll be home tomorrow, and she'll be here. So, it'll be all right. In the bag on the table. What? I'm sorry. Arello. It's on right now. Yeah, I know. I was there for a while. Are you still there, Merg? Merg. I guess not. Okay, I guess he left. That's fine. Yeah, I was there for a lot of people here, and they just walked all over me, which is fine. And that's another reason why I'm leaving. I need to go find better people, better places. And I just want to find people that deserve all of the energy I want to put into people. And I don't think Cleveland is ready for it. Or they're not open to it. They're not filling it. So, that's all right. All right, so, yeah. I'm going to play a song in light of that. Never Be What You Want by We Are the In Crowd. See if you feel this one.
Just a memory.
thinking of that. That's weird. Who's crew? Is somebody else in here? Is there somebody I cannot see? Who's crew? Because I definitely do not see them. Interesting. I'm going to try to figure that out, play another song real quick. So, yeah, everybody remember, keep coming to the show, of course. Remember, together, we can do anything.
Hold on, sit tight. Are you ready for a crazy ride? You're on your own, it ain't right. Something's gotta give in tonight. Together we can to the moon, stop the rain, even ride a hurricane if we wanna. Together we can walk into space, save the human race. You think we oughta. Oh, if only we could see how to bring humanity to a point of clarity. Lucky you listen to me. I know the game, I've lived it well. Forget the shame, let's show and tell. This world is ours, no country fame. Our earth belongs to just one name. You'll find it in the heart of light. Bring the light and fight the night. So close your eyes and connect to me. Don't second guess, it's destiny. Together is a place to be. If we could only look and see. Together we can shoot the moon, stop the rain, even ride a hurricane if we wanna. Together we can walk into space, save the human race. You think we oughta. Now that we've got a strong connection, see the screen, eyes like projection. I know this life is not so easy, so I give thanks to little.
Oh, I know.
It's
I
the
know.
Truth, like so ironic. Sharing comments and hit that chronic. And many others come to find there's more to life than what's defined. The clock is ticking, there's so much time. Free the soul and write the rhyme. Start searching high and read the caption. This is now your call to action.
Action.
If we could only look and see. Together we can shoot the moon, stop the rain, even ride a hurricane if we wanna. Together we can walk into space, save the human race. Do you think we oughta? Together we can walk in space, save the human race. Do you think we oughta? Together we can do anything. Together we can.
Hell yes, together we can do absolutely anything. Oof. So definitely sticking with the show, of course. I'll be doing the show everywhere. Oh, yeah. It's totally like just going to school. It's so crazy. I remember, I went to school only for a little bit, and it was still the most exhilarating feeling ever, but I was so lucky because I had somebody there with me, very close person who happened to be my roommate, and it just made everything okay. It was nerve-wracking at first, but it was okay. Everything was okay. So I think it's just, this is the first time, like, redeeming myself since having to drop out of school and not affording it. Now I finally have found myself. I'm on my path. I know what I'm doing. I know what I want to do. I have my goals, my dreams, my aspirations, everything. And I literally am living the dream every step of the way. And it's crazy because we're supposed to dream when we're asleep, but I am living it. It's my life, and it is phenomenal, and it's going to be such an amazing chunk of history to look on. And I have a feeling that many people, I'm going to help many, many, many people to be able to bridge this gap between reality and dream states and just what is real and what isn't, and those supposed dichotomies, which they are not. It's all one and the same. And I'm literally living that perfect example. Maybe I think that's what the book is going to be about. It's going to be very cool. So, yes, I'm heading off. I'm going to Buffalo tomorrow, heading out there, and then going to stay there for a little bit. Again, see my family before I move on to the complete opposite side of the country. And then I will be in New Mexico at the end of the month. New Mexico is going to be very, very cool. And then I don't know how long I'm going to be there, but whatever happens there, it's going to be for the greater good and for finally my success and what I've been waiting for such a long time. So after that, I'm really thinking New York is going to be on my list. I'm really feeling like it is going to be my next place that I want to develop, meet people, et cetera, et cetera. But I got to go get a nice, stable ground somewhere. And I think New Mexico is definitely going to be it. And it's ironic because I did have the opportunity to move out there before. It's just the situation was not... It wasn't as good as it is now. And it's just not exactly what I wanted to do. I was going to move with some old guy. Some old guy. I don't even know. It was weird. Well, I know I don't. Why do I think I came back from Wareshire? I came back a lot of places. What do you mean? School? I would love to be in New York. Absolutely would love to be in New York City, but the opportunity is not open for me yet. And if I have a book, I think that would be a way better opportunity for me to be there, especially if I have my book, you know, go sell it there, promote it there, whatever. And excuse me. And that way I have some kind of foundation. I can go to New York and say I'm a writer, you know what I mean? Instead of going to New York and say, oh, I do a radio show, I'm a spiritualist, blah, 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 blah. I'll be able to say, yeah, I'm real world, but at the same time, I have this dream world. You know what I mean? And it's like, for me, it's about balancing the two and being able to control this quote-unquote insanity, whatever you think it is. It's absolutely intense. So intense. But yeah, oh, I long to be in New York. Definitely, I long to be there. I did have an opportunity to move there, but with this guy, he wanted to control everything. He wanted to control everything I was doing, when I went to bed, when I did my radio shows. He told me I can only do it Sunday through Thursday, this time to this time, and I'm like, whoa, 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 put on the brakes. I'm like, I don't do my shows out of schedule. I do them through divine inspiration and through knowing when to do them at the right moment, the right times, etc. And I'm not about to let you dictate when I do my own show because this is my creation. This is the one thing that I have in this world that I can be proud of, especially at this moment in time. And I don't want anybody else to control that. That's not okay with me. Because I definitely have a lot of control. I have a lot of... I'm hard to please, so it's not like somebody can sit here and do stuff for me. It has to be me by myself. So, yeah, this whole journey is about me coming into my own and my control. I have to admit, I've been really standoffish with what control is and me taking control. It's pretty interesting. It's kind of hard for me. And now I'm starting to come into my own, and it's so crazy to take control of my own life. And I love it. And it's great that I can choose these new opportunities and anything new. Yeah, if you would like to call in, that's fine. I'm not going to be doing hardcore readings, but I can do simple readings today if that's what you desire. Absolutely, I would love that. So yeah, let's take area code 574. You're on the air.
Hey, Dream.
Hi, who's this?
This is E.T.
Okay, E.T. Sorry, I never recognize your voice for some reason. It's like it sounds different every time.
That's okay.
Oh, my goodness. So can you feel my nervous energy? I feel a little bit nervous.
And it'll be okay. You're going to be fine.
Nervous. I got to be on my toes, you know? Got to be prepared.
Yeah, you're going to be fine. It's going to be okay.
I think so, too. It's always so intense, you know, those moments before you feel it, and you feel it in your stomach and throughout your whole body, and it's just, oh, it's great. And this,
it's like butterflies.
It really is. I think it's going to be able to give me the power to do exactly what I desire to do, so.
Yeah.
It'll be fun. Mm-hmm.
And it's like freedom, too, you know?
Yeah, I haven't had it in a while. I will admit that, that's for sure.
Yeah,
so it'll
be
good
to
be back
like,
to my home.
Yeah.
It's like I'm getting into my own power, you know? It feels good.
Yeah.
There. So, are you seeing, I have a feeling you would like a reading and seeing what's going on with you.
Sure.
All right. So what we're going to do is, these are not the angel cards. I'm going to use my other cards. So this
okay.
is a different process. It's a little bit of a self-induced hypnosis where you are counting. And what I need you to do is you're going to count from 1 to 7, okay? But,
okay.
But, we need to use imagination. So what I need you to do is before you even say the number, I need you to picture it in your mind. Picture that number in your mind. For example, picture the number 1. And as soon as you speak it, as soon as you use your throat energy, your energy, to speak that number, to voice it out into the universe, I want you to imagine that when you speak it, that I can automatically see the same exact number that you are envisioning, okay? So
okay.
as soon as you speak it, imagine that you are sending that number to me so I can picture the same one, okay?
Okay.
All right, so go ahead and start at number 1 whenever you are ready.
All right. 1.
Okay, keep going from 1 to 7.
Okay, 2. 3. 4. 5. 6. 7.
All right, beautiful, dear. I'll do the reveal for you. All righty. Definitely, oh yeah. All right, makes sense. So there is a strong bond in relationship that is eating away at you. Okay, I got the mouse, the ring, the key, the flowers, the coffin, the star, and the woman. Now definitely this strong bond in relationship is eating away at you. It is the key to your ultimate feminine, true power, your positivity, all your positivity, it's been eating away at you. And you have to endure grief through this. But it is dreams coming true, and it's going to be this divine, like, feminine woman power. It's so powerful, and it's definitely dreams coming true. Pay attention to the dreams. Now, obviously, know what's going on since we previously talked.
Right.
and I see that, of course, you're enduring grief through this, and it's definitely hard. It's definitely a nice trial for you, but it's completely surrounded by positive cards, which is very, very, very good. And saying that there's always a silver lining in every rain cloud, there's so many beautiful things to look forward to, and you've got it right in front of you, but yes, things will eat away at you, and yes, you are going to have to endure some grief through this, and it's all about patience. It's all about time. That's what the coffin is. It represents enduring grief and time and being patient. And
I've been trying.
I know, it's hard. It's hard. And so this card, the enduring pain, is surrounded by the flowers and the star. They're the two most positive cards in the deck. The flowers are that feminine, very, very girly feeling. I'm going to actually look it up to see if it relates to anything in particular. But it's always just super positive. Of course, messages of things flowering. Anywhere that they fall, you are being looked after. So the overall meaning of the card is happiness. And individually, it may refer to an improvement after a long period of unhappiness or someone that will bring you happiness again. So they're very, very encouraging. They help to overturn the painful messages of the coffin, of the grief and, you know, waiting and all that nasty time. And it's also next to the key, which means you have these insightful powers to you and these insightful positive moments that just come to you and you know how to get to them. I mean, I'm not going to lie, this is probably a very positive encounter for you. You know, it's helping to lift your vibration. It's showing you that things are working for the greater good and that there
right.
is good silver lining. And now, again, on the other side of the coffin, the enduring grief, is the star, which is the most positive card in the deck. And
that's so awesome.
It's beautiful. It's beautiful. And it's always connected with wishes, and it's a very good omen for a lasting, bright future. Primarily, it should be read as something lucky about to befall on the person, and it always indicates dreams coming true. It's next to the woman, and it says that it would bode well for a love relationship. So the star next to the woman relates directly to your love relationship. And
right.
very, very good positive feeling for that. So
awesome.
I think that is a very good affirmation for you. I think you need it, and you have needed it for a while. So
I have.
It's all good, definitely. I see there's only two quote-unquote negative cards, and then all the rest are very positive. So
what are the negative ones? The grief?
The grief, the coffin, and then the mouse, which is eating away. And, you know, it's just your thoughts. It's your thoughts that are eating away. Now, do you have any questions about any of the cards, like the grief, the positive feelings, the dreams, the relationship, the key, the woman, anything?
No, I understand exactly what you're talking about.
Perfect, perfect. And it was totally meant just for you. Totally meant for you. Oh, I'm glad you
called in. I have a dream.
You have a dream?
That I want to talk to you about.
Yeah, let's hear it. Absolutely.
Okay. I fell asleep on the couch yesterday, not even meaning to. I was watching the news. I fell asleep for like maybe 45 minutes, and
mm-hmm.
I had a dream that we had like this cage in our front room, and we had, about 12 years ago, we had a Savannah monitor that was in a wooden cage, but instead of the front being like it was on the top instead of the side, and we had pillows on top of it. And I was looking for this green paper, and my husband was there, and my middle son, Brian, was there, and he told me that on this paper is the location where my son, Matt, was being held.
Hmm.
And then I woke up.
Wow. That is intense.
Oh, it was really intense dream.
Yeah, I feel that. I've had a dream like that, too, and I found a note and somebody wanted me to find it secretly and I put it in my pocket and then boom, I woke up. I didn't even get to read the note. I don't even know.
Dang it.
Right? I'm like, oh, dang, what the heck? Yeah, that means definitely, I don't know what's up with the cage. That's crazy. I guess that definitely represents the trapped kind of thing. Is that where you used to hang out with your man a lot in the living room and chilling and
okay.
I think that
no,
that definitely like relates to that. I feel that's what I feel, and you know the cage trap feeling relates to him too.
Right.
That's interesting. Now, what's with this note? Where was this? Where was Matt? You said Matt. He was somewhere. Where was he?
It was like a warehouse. He said he was at a warehouse. It's in the, it's still in the DVD player.
No, I thought you said it had to be back.
It did. I just thought I'd take it back tomorrow because the church I'm going to is, there's a red box over by it. Okay. Sorry about that.
I think that's cool. But yeah, a warehouse. That's interesting. I wonder what that is. That's just work. I just think of work automatically when I hear warehouse.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely. I used to work in a warehouse. It was horrible. I do not like it. The dream teacher is not meant to do heavy labor. I'll tell you that. But, yeah, I mean, there's a message that's waiting for you. You got to figure that out. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be intense. And it's like that note. You got to figure out what that note is. Maybe it was coming here. Who knows?
Right.
That's very, very possible. That's an intense dream, though, and it happened in 45 minutes, huh? Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
I love those. You take a quick little nap, and you seem to have a dream that lasts for days. Oh, my God. Such an intense energy.
Like, wait a minute.
It's powerful. I would highly recommend taking a nap in the afternoon and getting those dreams because you're a little bit more awake and you're in a more aware state, and it's just like, whoa, it's just 10 times more intense, and they're actually way more lucid, and you have more control of them, so it's pretty cool.
Right.
So
yeah, I didn't even plan on falling asleep.
Exactly, and that's like a kind of like a message from spirit, literally, because you just kind of zonked out for a second and had this crazy intricate thing. Do you dream on, like, a regular basis every night?
I have been, yeah.
Yeah, that's good. Very good. Now you got to start writing them down.
Right. As soon as I wake up, because I forget.
Exactly, exactly. They'll fleet right from that mind, and they'll just, they'll be gone.
Yeah.
Then. Wow. Oh, my goodness. All right, dear. Well, I'm going to end the show. But thank you for calling in. Hopefully, I hope you feel better. Definitely, hopefully, got you some positive upliftment. I hope so.
Yes, you did.
That's my job. That's my purpose. Good. Thank you. I'm glad. Thank you, dear, for calling in. I'll be in the chat.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
All right. I'll talk to you in there. I got one more question for you.
Okay.
That Teresa 88, is she with that Wagner crew?
Cherise 88. No, she's not. She's cool. She's been
okay.
She's been around me since I started the show. She is definitely cool. Don't you worry.
Awesome, awesome. Because I seen them on YouTube and they were talking about how they were bragging about hacking BTR shows and
no,
stuff. So.
No, she's cool. Don't worry. She's legit.
Okay.
All right, dear. Well, thank you very much.
All right, you take it easy.
I will, dear. Thank you.
You're.
All righty. So, thank you everybody for coming. I love how none of my Cleveland friends showed up. Just goes to show why I am leaving here. So, yeah. Thank you all very much for being here. Next time I come to you, I will be coming to you live from Buffalo, New York. Make sure you all check out the show on August 29th. I will have a special guest on the show. So, keep your plans open for that. It's going to be very, very, very cool. And I hope all of you can join me for that. Sunday, August 29th. Mark it on your calendars. Thank you, everybody, for coming. Oh, Cleveland, mwah. I love you. I miss you. Sweet dreams, my friends.